Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. Our topic this week, let me kind of briefly summarize if you didn't hear yesterday, is basically the song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So. And I told you that increasingly the logic that our faith, our trust that Jesus loves us depends on the Bible has come under question. That we might know that Jesus loves us, but it's not because the Bible tells us so. I mean, the Bible says all kinds of crazy things, and who can believe what's in the Bible? So really, we have to trust that the people who knew Jesus, the apostles who were eyewitnesses of Jesus' death and resurrection, they provide a historical basis for our trusting in Jesus, and that's all that we have. We can't really base our faith on the Bible. I think that's a tragic mistake, so I'm outlining this week why. No, the Bible really is the basis for our faith, the reason we can know Jesus loves us. And so let me get into more of what Jesus taught about this subject, and then we're going to look at what the other apostles taught. As they preached the gospel, they were relying very much on the Bible, on the scriptures. So, for instance, let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Jesus is giving his Sermon on the Mount. This is his greatest, finest example of his preaching and his sermons. And he says here, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." All right, so I'm going to continue here, but notice first of all, Jesus says the law and the prophets are still in effect. He has a very high view. The law and the prophets is kind of how you would say the Bible in Jesus' day. They didn't have the word Bible. They would just refer to the law and the prophets. That meant all the scriptures, all of the writings that God has intended for us to have up until this point. And Jesus says, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. So they are the authority. The scriptures give us the truth that we need. Not only about what we need today, but even about the future. In verse 19, Jesus takes it, I think, a step further. He says, "Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." So how do you determine if you are doing what is supposed to be done in terms of a member of the kingdom of heaven, a disciple of Christ, a Christian? It's, are you keeping and teaching the commands found in Scripture? And that is always going to be the case. Now, there's kind of a separate issue here. Are we supposed to keep every command in the Old Testament? Well, we're supposed to keep every command in the Old Testament that we are commanded to obey. What I mean by that is, of course, there are some things commanded in the Old Testament that aren't for us. God appears to Abraham and he says, "Go to the land I will show you." Well, that's not a command for us. That was a command for Abraham. We don't have to go to the land that God showed Abraham. That was directed to Abraham. In the same way, there are some commands that were given to the Israelites living under the Old Covenant that are not given to all of us. I've dealt with that topic in a whole separate week, and so I'll leave it at that. But understand that every command in the Old Testament is relevant. We can learn from it. We can apply it to our life. We can learn about God through it. There's nothing in the Bible that is obsolete. There are things in the Bible that in the Old Testament that don't directly relate to us, but it's all the Word of God. It does not disappear. It is all important for us to study. It's profitable for us to study. This is Jesus' view of the Bible. And so to say you can be a Christian without the Bible is to really undermine what it even means to be a Christian. Jesus is saying, carefully study the scriptures, carefully meditate on God's word. How can you follow God and you don't know what God says? And the way that we know what God says is through the Bible. So it is the foundation of our faith. Now, can we know that Jesus loves us apart from the Bible? Well, in a sense, but in a very shallow sense, in a very almost meaningless sense, we can know that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. But how do we really know that those events apply to us and that they show us God loves us? In fact, Jesus said that, and I think there's a biblical basis, that yes, there is historical evidence for the resurrection, and we don't need the Bible to know that the resurrection happened. But how do we know Jesus loves us? How do we know that there is a God who cares about us? Well, it's primarily through the Scriptures. There might be other evidences out there, but the Scriptures are the primary evidence. Jesus says this in a parable with the teachers of his day. He talks about a rich man who dies and goes to Hades and is in torment and suffering. And a poor man named Lazarus goes to heaven. And the rich man is very concerned about his relatives who haven't believed in the Christ, in God, in order to have eternal life. And so he wants Abraham, he's talking to Abraham in this story Jesus gives, and he wants Abraham to send someone to his relatives to tell them the truth. And Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." And Abraham says back to this rich man, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." So yes, the resurrection of Jesus is confirmation of the truth of Scripture, but Jesus tells us in this parable that the Scriptures themselves are sufficient in confirming these things are so, in confirming that Jesus loves us, and are a greater evidence. So if you know the Scriptures and you reject them, then you're not even going to be convinced by the resurrection. That doesn't mean you can't be convinced by the resurrection, but if you aren't convinced by the Scriptures, then you certainly won't be convinced by the resurrection. They are the weightier bit of evidence that there is a God who has been working in history and who has a plan of redeeming a people who believe and have faith in his Son. That's the best evidence we have. It is the Scripture. That is according to the teaching of Jesus. So do I know that Jesus loves me for the Bible tells me so? Jesus says, yes, that is how you know. Now, you might know something of it from these other evidences, but the primary evidence of God's love for us in Jesus Christ are the Scriptures, and they are self-supporting. They are self-sufficient. The prophecies and the way they line up and the way they match with history shows us that the Bible's true. Let me tell you another verse that Jesus says, and we're just looking at Jesus for today. But Jesus says in Luke 24, verse 27, this is after the resurrection, and he's walking with some disciples, and they don't yet believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. And Jesus begins talking with them, and it says, "Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the Scriptures concerning himself." So what is the primary evidence Jesus uses, even while he's on earth, even in his resurrection body, even with disciples who saw the crucifixion and who have heard eyewitness testimony from people they personally know that Jesus is risen from the dead, but that doesn't convince them. So what does Jesus do? He goes to the Bible. He goes to Moses and the prophets and shows the beautiful way that the prophets and Scriptures point to him, point to the truth of what he would do, that he would die and rise from the dead. And it's only in looking at the Scriptures that their eyes are opened and they come to believe that Jesus is risen from the dead. You see, we don't need to toss aside the Scriptures as the basis of our faith. We desperately need the Scriptures to support our faith, to help us have faith, to help us understand what it is Jesus has done for us so that we can know that Jesus does indeed love us. Well, if you're interested in this topic, I've got more posted on Facebook, including links to some articles and the sermon I'm responding to that questions this idea that we can trust the Bible. I'd love to have your comments on there. It's easy to find the Facebook site, Trust the Bible. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.